Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I saw an article, in fact, more than one, about the Texas economy, and the headline here, this came from the Fed.
Yes, the Dallas
Federal Reserve. Thriving Texas economy expands broadly. And again, mostly good news. We'll get into some dark clouds that may be on the horizon, but mostly good news. The Texas job growth in 2017 was fourth in the nation at 2.4%, and they're looking at 2.8%, they think, for this year.
Where the 2 years before that, we had been below the national average. So we're smiling again.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. So we'll continue here talking about the economy, but there's another article out there, and this is from the Texas Standard, that even though the economy is looking good, that is not necessarily translating into a flush times for the Texas legislature as they look forward to the next biennium.
Right, an interesting irony there, and of course the Texas economy tied very much to oil, and with oil over that 60 level again, it looks good for state revenues. It's as you say, good for jobs and all. So the economy is looking good, but. Because really some budget tricks a little bit in the past, mm-hmm. or maybe some fine accounting, I should say. We have some bills that we had pushed back that are coming due, and so it looks like another tough budget year, according to the controller.
And I didn't print that and bring it to put in front of me again here, but there's some expenditures that they're expecting next biennium, and I think highways is one aspect, right? And
highways was one of the large ones. Some revenues had been diverted from the highway fund to get us through the last biennium there, and then the other part of the thing, other than the highways, is Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And that's a really, really large one that we had unfunded, or underfunded, I should say.
All right. Well, let's get back to the good news about the Texas economy. They talked about, again, job growth. San Antonio and Austin posted blistering, as the Dallas Fed says. That's not a conservative economic term. Blistering annual growth rates of 5.2 and 5.1%. So they're just on fire down there at Austin and San Antonio.
Really booming. And of course, you can throw Houston into the mix. Now, Houston mm-hmm. is very much oil related. But I think a part of the really good news of this is that the job growth was not all just in terms of oil, that you had hospitality and leisure having large increases, also in construction, those in addition to energy.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and we're looking at an article from the Dallas Fed on the Texas economy. Now, we're talking about labor shortages, though, a tight labor market, because the unemployment rate is so low, and almost everybody who wants to work now is working, and so it's hard to find people that you need.
And that is one of those good news, bad news situations. We like to see jobs growing. We like to see the unemployment rate go down, but as that happens, it does get harder to pull in good labor. It also puts on some price pressures, so it kind of raises the specter of future inflation.
Right. Wage inflation is mentioned here. 60% of firms expect wages and benefits will be higher 6 months from now. So, and again, I think in our previous conversation, the inflation came up as a concern that's having, you know, a bad effect somewhat on the stock market. But
yeah. Right. And for the last several years, where we had worried about the economy was growing, but the wages were not.
Right.
That's no longer the case.
Right. And that, again, that's creating some inflation concerns. Strong population growth. Texas population gained 400,000 new residents from 2016 to 2017. The largest population gain among the states. Now, again, this puts more pressure on the budget.
It does. It puts pressure on the budget. And, of course, that also is one of those good news, bad news things. The growth is associated, or the population growth, with the economic growth.
It does mention core inflation picking up to the 12-month change in the consumer price index up 2.2% in October, 2.3% in November. So we are starting to get some of those inflation concerns.
And that's one of the other reasons why that the Federal Reserve is talking about raising interest rates now.
Right. So all in all, good report on the Texas economy. And the good thing is that, as you say, it's not all oil. It's very broad. There's a lot of territory that it covers, and a lot of business activity.
And that diversification is really important.
Diversification. That was the word I really wanted. Well, we hope that this continues. But again, we're keeping that eye on the budget, the state budget, over the horizon about a year from now.
And for people in educational institutions, right. Again, that's a worry another year.
Well, that's right. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.